The 1968 U.S. presidential election was one of the most tumultuous and significant in American history. It unfolded against a backdrop of profound national unrest and social upheaval, with issues such as the Vietnam War, civil rights, racial tension, and social justice dominating the public discourse. The election pitted three major candidates against one another: the incumbent Democratic President Lyndon B. Johnson, the Republican nominee Richard Nixon, and the third-party candidate George Wallace, representing the American Independent Party. The results of this election and the dynamics surrounding it illustrate the deep divisions in the country and signal a major shift in American politics. 1968 was a landslide. The United States in 1968 was deeply divided. The country was embroiled in an unpopular war in Vietnam, where American soldiers were engaged in increasingly brutal combat, and protests against the war were swelling in cities and on college campuses. The civil rights movement had made significant strides, but racial tensions were still high, particularly in northern cities where race riots erupted in response to systemic inequality. The assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in April and Robert F. Kennedy in June only intensified the sense of chaos. Political instability, fueled by economic concerns, growing distrust in government, and social discontent, set the stage for the election. Lyndon Johnson, the incumbent president, had assumed office in 1963 after the assassination of John F. Kennedy. While his domestic achievements, including the passage of landmark civil rights legislation and his Great Society programs aimed at eliminating poverty, were widely recognized, his handling of the Vietnam War was increasingly criticized. As public sentiment turned against the war, Johnson's approval ratings plummeted. In March 1968, Johnson stunned the nation by announcing that he would not seek re-election, a decision that reflected both his inability to reconcile the war and his diminishing political power. The Democratic Party, without a clear frontrunner, struggled to unite around a single candidate. The chaotic Democratic National Convention, held in Chicago in August 1968, was marked by violent clashes between police and anti-Vietnam War protesters. Inside the convention hall, the party's establishment chose Vice President Hubert Humphrey, a Johnson ally, as their nominee. However, Humphrey's support for the war alienated many liberal and anti-war voters, creating an opening for outsider candidates. Richard Nixon, the Republican candidate, capitalized on this disarray. After losing the 1960 election to John F. Kennedy, Nixon had spent 8 years rebuilding his political career. As the country grew increasingly weary of the chaos of the 1960s, Nixon positioned himself as the candidate of law and order, promising to restore stability and national pride. His campaign slogan, "Make America Great Again," appealed to a broad coalition of conservative voters, including the silent majority, who felt their values were being eroded by the cultural upheaval of the time. Nixon also skillfully exploited the growing resentment toward anti-war protests and civil rights activism. His appeal to the forgotten American workers in the heartland contrasted sharply with the urban unrest and elite liberalism associated with his opponents. The third-party candidate, George Wallace, a former governor of Alabama, also played a significant role in the election. Wallace, known for his staunch opposition to civil rights and his advocacy for segregation, appealed to Southern whites and disaffected working-class voters in the North. His campaign leveraged the racial anxieties of many white Americans, framing himself as a defender of traditional American values against what he portrayed as an out-of-control government that was yielding to minorities and liberals. Wallace's candidacy further fragmented the electorate, particularly in the South, where his populist rhetoric resonated strongly. Despite the fragmentation of the electorate, Nixon's victory in the 1968 election was nothing short of a landslide in the Electoral College. He won 32 states and secured 301 electoral votes, far outpacing Humphrey, who won only 13 states and 191 electoral votes. Wallace, despite not winning a single state, managed to capture 5 Southern states and garnered 46 electoral votes. Nixon's wide-ranging appeal allowed him to build a broad coalition that included conservatives, working-class voters, and even some disillusioned Democrats who were turned off by the party's direction. In terms of popular vote, Nixon won 43.4% of the vote, a narrow plurality, but enough to secure the presidency in a 3-way race. Humphrey, with 42.7%, came in second, and Wallace took 13.5%. Though Nixon's popular vote margin was not overwhelming, the electoral results clearly illustrated his political dominance and the desire for change. The landslide nature of Nixon's victory lay in his ability to carry key states that had traditionally been Democratic strongholds, including Illinois, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The Republican victory in 1968 marked the beginning of what would become the Southern Strategy, a concerted effort to shift the South from its Democratic roots to the Republican Party by capitalizing on white voters' resentment toward civil rights gains and federal intervention. This strategy, along with Nixon's law and order rhetoric, helped solidify the realignment of American politics, with the South eventually becoming a stronghold of the Republican Party in the following decades. Despite the electoral success, Nixon's victory can be viewed as potentially bad for the nation in several ways. First, his appeal to a law and order platform often meant the criminalization of social unrest, particularly that which arose from protests and civil rights activism. This approach intensified the divide between the government and marginalized communities, especially African Americans, who felt the weight of an increasingly militarized police force and repressive policies. Nixon's presidency, though ending the Vietnam War, began with the continuation of a conflict that would have lasting impacts on U.S. foreign policy and national psyche. Furthermore, Nixon's victory highlighted the growing power of the conservative wing of the country, which favored a return to what many saw as a more traditional, less progressive America. This shift toward conservatism would eventually lead to policies that curtailed social welfare programs, limited civil rights advancements, and escalated the militarization of American politics. Nixon's strategy of exploiting the racial and cultural anxieties of white Americans would lay the groundwork for decades of divisive politics. In conclusion, the 1968 election was not just a contest of candidates, but a reflection of a nation in turmoil. Nixon's victory, while a clear electoral landslide, underscored the profound divisions within American society. As the country faced challenges both at home and abroad, the choice of Nixon over Humphrey and the rise of Wallace represented a pivotal moment in American politics, signaling a shift towards conservatism and a rejection of the liberalism that had characterized much of the post-World War II era. The effects of this election reverberated throughout the following decades, shaping the trajectory of American politics in ways that would shape the nation's future for years to come.